Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here, Special Projects Coordinator. I asked Rocco Morano here, our senior waterfall biologist, to come up and briefly discuss a little bit behind the biological versus social arguments that you've heard regarding refuges, regarding boating restrictions. I really want the commissioners, you know, to hear, you know, if there are biological concerns, we'd like to express them with you. If there are not, and Rocco is our expert within the department. And with that, I'm just going to turn it over to Rocco.
Thanks, Kevin. Good afternoon, Rocco Morano, senior waterfall biologist. You know, as we've discussed in the past, pretty much all of these restrictions on these bodies of water don't have a whole lot of biological background to them. And there's very little evidence in the literature that any of these restrictions would have any impact, let's say, on biological performance or subsequent years, recruitment or nesting propensity or anything like that. These are, what it boils down to is social considerations to prioritize public use on public water. That's what these restrictions do. And it's, you know, up to you all as a commission to prioritize those. So we believe that our recommendations that you guys have increase opportunity and without unduly negatively impacting the waterfall resource.
All right, thank you, Rocco. With that, Mike is putting our presentation up there, and what we're trying to do here is just have a slide of the proposed change up in front of you so we know exactly which action item we are referring to throughout this discussion. As you can see, this starts in page 14 of your commission booklets. And what we have done here is we kind of did some groupings. The first grouping is the proposals we'll mention or talk about first will be ones where there would be a complete removal of the restriction or the refuge. And then the next grouping will be date modifications, boundary modifications. And then the next grouping of proposals would be pertaining to electric motors only. And then the last proposal we will consider is the Swan Lake proposal. So we'll have a series of four different groups, if you will, so the commission can take action on a group or pull individual proposals out. We felt this would be maybe the most efficient way to move forward with going through these proposals. Obviously, if there's questions throughout any of these proposals, please feel free to interject and ask questions. And with that, we'll get started on the presentation portion. If I could get Mike to come on up, and thank you, Rocco. Okay, so like I mentioned earlier, the first package that we'd like to cover are the restrictions or boating restrictions or waterfall refuges that are total removals. Okay, and the first one on the list would be actually the first one on in your books, action item number one. This would remove the East Oakwood Lake Waterfall Refuge and the no boating zone from October 20th to December 31st. There would be no recommended change from proposal, and we'd like the commission to consider removing the East Oakwood Lake Waterfall Refuge and no boating zone. And I will continue through. The next complete removal you'll have is action item number two, and this is to remove the Sand Lake Game Bird Refuge. This Game Bird Refuge exists in Campbell County, and there is no recommended changes from proposal. The next action item on the list that pertains to direct removal is action item number five. Action item number five, and I apologize, they're not in order in your book. We grouped these here this morning. So action item number five is Whitewood Lake State Waterfall Refuge, and this is looking again at complete removal of Whitewood Lake State Waterfall Refuge and the no boating zone from October 20th to December 31st. Again, complete removal. There would be no recommended changes from proposal. Action item number 12 in your book, which is going to be on page 17. This again looks at removing the entire restriction on Crow Lake, which is currently a no motorized boating zone from October 20th to December 31st. Again, there would be no recommended changes from proposal. The next action item number 14, found on page 19 of your books, would look at removing the no motor zone on Milwaukee Lake from October 20th to December 31st. There is no recommended changes from proposal. Again, this is for complete removal of the Milwaukee Lake in Lake County no motor zone restriction. Action item number 15, page 20 of your books. This is Island Lake in Minnehaha County. The proposal is to remove the no boating zone on Island Lake from October 20th to December 31st. Again, this would be complete removal, and there would be no recommended changes from proposal. We're going to back up to action item number 7, and this would be found in page 12 of your book, and I'll let Mike cover that.
Good afternoon, Commission members. Secretary Hepler, Mike Lasowski, Regional Wildlife Supervisor in the Northeast. Turn your attention to action item number 7, page number 12 in the book there. It is Cottonwood Lake in Spink County. We're looking at removing the state waterfowl refuge status on the game production area located on the south side of the lake. If you look at the south portion of the map up there, you see that red area. That is the game production area that we are talking about. That's an area that waterfowl hunters in particular have wanted to do some hunting on the water. Removing this restriction would allow that. It also cleans up some language, too. There is a creek that runs through there, and oftentimes the question gets brought up, what is the creek, what is the water? And this would just make it quite simple. That's it.
Okay, and with that, concludes the restrictions that would be complete removals for the first package for your consideration. Are there any questions on those that we just went through?
Go ahead, Gary.
Commissioner Gary Jensen, could you remind us, were there any objections to any of these?
Yes, there were public comments on a few of these. Sand Lake in Campbell County, there was an objection from a landowner, an adjacent landowner there. Region 2 staff has been in discussions with that landowner, there's been some concern there of trespass issues. If you'd like, I can have Mark Ohm come up and talk more in detail on that.
No.
But we had one individual express concern about the removal of the Sand Lake Refuge. Going through the list, on East Oakwood, there hasn't been much for public comments on East Oakwood. I haven't heard much. I haven't talked to individuals that had a lot of concern about that removal. Whitewood Lake, there has been some comments on Whitewood Lake. There has been comments to lift Whitewood Lake. You heard testimony earlier today that supports the removal of Whitewood Lake waterfall and boating restriction. There has been a gentleman that has contacted me on Crow Lake. The Girald County Sportsman Group. I have contacted the Game Fish and Parks, and I believe there has been public comment received, and I believe it's in your packets, that there is still folks out there that would like to see this restriction in place. The Girald County Sports have mentioned that. This was put in place 25 years ago, I believe, but there has been some discussion regarding the removal of this. Milwaukee Lake's been very quiet. I haven't heard any comments regarding Milwaukee Lake. My apologies. Island Lake's been very quiet as well. Cottonwood Lake, Mike can allude a little bit to that.
Mike Klosowski, Wildlife Division. So Cottonwood Lake in Spink County, Mark Ermer, the area fishery supervisor, did visit with the Cottonwood Lake Association, very active association, and they were just fine with those restriction changes. So other than that, in terms of any kind of public comment or anything on social media, have not observed anything.
Go ahead. I had spoke with Emmett earlier, and there was just a question of confusion, I thought, on the Crow Lake. Did that get answered in Durrell County?
Gentleman, I think that you had talked with Kathy was Steve Winters, I think Kevin had visited with him as well. I had the CEO and the CEO, district CEO supervisor try to contact him, and they hadn't been able to contact him here the last week, so we didn't hear back from him. I know they left him messages, but he didn't recontact us. So.
Thank you.
Who are you?
Pardon me?
Say your name, please.
Oh, Emmett Keiser, regional supervisor out of Sioux Falls.
Thank you, Emmett.
Any other comments on this portion, Doug?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Sharp here. Would it be appropriate to basically use a blanket motion to approve these?
I think this group we could do that with, yes.
Okay, I would make that motion then.
Second.
Okay, any other questions? Let's just clarify which ones they are. 1, 2, 5, 7, 15. Did I miss anything?
Yes, so they would include 1, 2, 5, 7, which is Cottonwood Lake, 12, 14, 15, and then 7 would be Cottonwood Lake, yes.
What was the last?
Was Cottonwood Lake, number 7. 7 is out of order right here, so it's 1, 2, 5, 7, 12, 14, and 15.
Okay, questions about that? That's removing some of the refuge and boating restrictions on those lakes. Okay, see no questions. We will vote. All in favor of that motion would say aye.
Aye.
And are there any opposed? Okay, those are approved.
Okay, now if I can turn your attention to those restrictions and refuges where we're looking at date changes or partial removals or some boundary cleanup language. I will go through those next. So the first one I'll have Mike cover here, it's on Wabay Lake.
Mike Klosowski, Wildlife Division. Turn your attention to action item number 3, page number 4 in your books. It's going to be to reclassify Wabay State Game Refuge to Wabay State Game Bird Refuge and remove the no boating zone and state game refuge status in the Wingate Arm. Turn your attention to the map here. The area of removal, when we're talking motorized boats in refuges, is this area right here. This is the Wingate Arm. This other little squiggly line that comes through here, that is that verbiage right there where it says that portion of Wabay Lake, known as Wingate Arm, lying east of the dike, located on the south half of Section 36 Township Range, and then it goes on to talk about, and the land below the ordinary high water mark on Wabay Lake, lying adjacent to Wabay National Refuge. That's what this squiggly line is. Essentially what this does, it allows people to go ahead and fish in this area, and then also hunt or trap if they so choose. There are no recommended changes from the proposal at this time. And just as a reminder, this is part of a larger project Game Fish and Parks and the refuge staff out there at Wabay are working on to hopefully add some recreation and look at potentially allowing for some boating to happen within the actual refuge. And we're also looking at adding some fishing, other things like that too. So it's just going to take a little bit of time, and hopefully we'll be coming back in the future with some of those items. Any other questions on action item number 3? All right, moving along. Next, I will turn your attention to action item number 4. And action item 4 is on page number 6. Looking at modifying the pheasant hunting starting date from the second Monday in December to December 1st for the Renzihausen State Game Bird Refuge, including its shooting and retrieval zones, Gherkin State Game Bird Refuge, and White Lake State Game Bird Refuge. Looking at the map up here you have White Lake Game Bird Refuge. Over in this area right here, you have the Gherkin Game Bird Refuge, and we couldn't fit everything on one slide. This would be the Renzihausen Game Bird Refuge. As you can see, most of it is going to be public property, with the exception of White Lake. There is a quarter of property up here that we are working in conjunction with the private landowner, who's very supportive of some of the restrictions and some of the management goals of staff and the public. There are no recommended changes from the proposal. Really what this, finalizing this will do, will add an additional 10 days of pheasant hunting in those three areas, and will not disturb the waterfall that would be there at that time. Looking at how we came up with that December 1st time frame, Wabe National Wildlife Refuge since 1996 has been recording the time in which the water will freeze over on Wabe Lake. The average date of that since 1996 is December 1st. That's how we came up with that time frame. Most likely, on a typical year, by December 1st, the lake will be frozen, the waterfall will have flown south, and it'll be time to hunt some pheasants. With that, any questions on action item number four?
Just a quick comment. When you commented on changing the opening pheasant date.
Yeah, it grabs your attention, yeah, Commissioner Peterson. I bet. Just to point out your point there, there are essentially three units within the state of South Dakota in terms of pheasant hunting season. Looking at in the book 4106-0801, you have Unit 1, which is all the counties within the state, with the exception of these three areas, and then the...
Okay, let's... Kevin, that was a dirty trick. Have you had enough rest now? You...
I'm ready to proceed, Mr. Chairman. Oh.
Hey, can you remember where you sat?
We were done. We're just looking for you guys to make a motion. So moved.
All right, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roebling here. We will resume the finalizations of boarding restrictions and waterfall refuges. I believe we are on action item number four before we were interrupted by the alarm system in the hotel here. Were there any questions pertaining to the pheasant season start date on Renzi House and Slough, Gherkin GPA, or White Lake GPA? Okay, the next one within this grouping would include Bear Butte. This is action item number 16. This can be found on page 21 of your books. Bear Butte is in Meade County. It is actually within a state park. We are looking here to modify the no motors over 25 horsepower zone on Bear Butte Lake to a no wake zone. This is the only 25 horsepower zone we have in the state. The no wake zone is something we use on a lot more water bodies in the state. It's more consistent, it's more streamlined with other state park restrictions. So we'd like to move or amend the 25 horsepower zone and make that a no wake zone instead, so folks could utilize a 50 or 100 horsepower motor on Bear Butte, but just make no wake. And that would be the recommended change there. And I believe that sums up the package of modifications regarding date changes or boundary cleanup or removals, I should say, and then boundary cleanups. So any questions pertaining to those three action items, number 3, 4, and 16 in your books?
Yes, go ahead.
Thanks. Commissioner Olson here. Remind me, when do these go into effect then?
The LRC would be meeting, I believe, August 20th. So these would be in effect for 2018. We could get them in the books. I might turn to Tony on that, but I believe August 20th would be when they'd be heard in front of the committee, and then there'd be a 20-day period after that. So we could have these finalized early to mid-September. It would be take effect.
One follow up. So they would be the real changes would be available online, but our printed materials would certainly be done well in advance of that, correct?
Yes, that would be correct. Any other questions, comments pertaining to these three action items?
Move approval.
I would second.
Okay, further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor would say aye. Are there any opposed? It's approved. Carry on.
Okay, the next grouping here would be proposals that we, as a department, recommend changing. So these would be recommended changes from the time we introduced the proposal last month till now. These changes came with numerous discussions with groups and landowners. You heard some testimony this morning regarding Learman Slough and Silver Lake. They would be changes from proposal, and I will go through them right now. The first recommended change from proposal would be Spirit Lake. One of the things here that we had further discussions with staff, the department is recommending to modify the proposal to remove the boating zone on Spirit Lake from October 20th to December 31st. The proposal was to make Spirit Lake an electric motor zone. We'd like to strike that out and just do a complete removal of this restriction on Spirit Lake. Spirit Lake is a very good fishery. There is, we have really put a lot of time and effort into stocking Spirit Lake. You know, we have stocking records on walleyes in particular in 2011, 14, 15, and 16. There is some pretty good fall fishing opportunity there. 88% of Spirit Lake is a meandered basin. And lastly there, about almost 5%, 3,000 acres of the landscape within a 5-mile radius, I guess it's 4.4%, is covered with water. So water availability in the area is not limited, and Spirit Lake is a very large water body that would be limited if it was electric motors only. So the department recommendation would be to just eliminate the no boating restriction from October 20th to December 31st altogether on Spirit Lake. Any questions on that one? The next change from proposal would be action item number 18. Action item number 18 can be found on page 23. This pertains directly to Silver Lake in Hutchinson County. And now this change from proposal would be to reject the Silver Lake Commission proposal. We brought to you a proposal in June that would remove the no boating zone on Silver Lake during the conservation order, that spring light goose season, and during the regular open season on migratory waterfall. With further discussions with field staff, further discussions with landowners, further discussions with sportsmen groups, we'd like to keep that restriction in place. One thing to really note here, water is a very limited resource around Silver Lake. You know, within a 5-mile radius, there's less than 100 acres of water. I mean, it is dry in that area, maybe not right now, but historically it has been dry. There's not a lot of staging areas for waterfall. And there is quite a few folks out there that really do like to see this one stay in place. So the commission is proposing to reject the June proposal, or recommending to reject the June proposal. Any questions on Silver Lake? The last change from proposal can be found on page 24. This would be action item number 19. And this change from proposal would be to reject the Learman Slough commission proposal that was proposed back in June. That proposal was to modify the no boating zone during a conservation order and during any open season for migratory waterfall on Learman GPA to electric motors only from October 20th to December 31st. We have met with the surrounding landowners a couple times. Emmett Kieser and his staff have met, and I have personally met with one of the landowners as well. One of our biggest concerns was that landlocked portion of land up here in the northeast corner of that GPA. The only way to get to it would be via boat. And right now that water has receded where a person can walk that property boundary. It has just happened within the last year or two to my recollection. And one thing we have been working on with the landowner is an agreement. It's a 10-year agreement, looking at having something in writing that would get us access or get the public access to this far northeast corner of that GPA. We would like to put a sign in that parking lot right here that states just that, that there would be a navigation lane, if you will, across, if the water does get high enough here, across private land to get to this northeast corner of that GPA. So with that agreement, it's not finalized yet. It's still in the proposal stages. We're still working with the landowners on that. Conversations have been positive, though, and we're going to continue working with those landowners. But with that agreement in the works, we'd like to recommend to the commission to reject that proposal. And that would sum up the action items pertaining to changes from proposal that were proposed in June. Any questions on those action items? That would include number 13, number 18, and number 19. So the major change here would be taking this proposal that we presented to you in June on Spirit Lake, which was an electric motor only restriction. We'd like to see a complete removal of this restriction. So that would be a change from proposal. The next change from proposal would be to recommend rejecting the June proposal that was going to eliminate the no boating during the light goose conservation order. We'd like to keep that in place. There has been some sportsmen, men and women across the state that had really spoke in favor of leaving that one. The next one was Learman Slough. That's where that agreement comes into place with those adjacent landowners to have our public users access that northeast corner. So those would be the changes from proposal.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Who?
Okay. John Cantillon, staff attorney, sir. If I could just clarify maybe the number of motions that it will require. So I think dealing with action item number 13, there would have to be a motion to amend the proposal, and that amendment would be to modify the proposal to a no boating zone. So that would be the first motion, and then the subsequent motion, if that amended motion were to carry, would be then to approve the changes, and then the last motion would be to, you could group those last two, basically rejecting the original proposal. So that would be my suggestion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, let's start with 13. Is there a motion to amend that? Okay.
Second.
And seconded to a no boating. All in favor of the amendment would say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Tony, do you have a question?
Kevin, is that correct? That would be recommended.
The recommended action from the department on Spirit Lake would be to remove the no boating zone, yes. Yeah. So just to be clear, it's to remove the no boating zone on Spirit Lake from October 20th to December 31st.
Okay.
So there will be a boating zone?
There would not be a boating zone. It would be to amend the current proposal that's currently says modify the no boating zone on Spirit Lake to electric motors only from October 20th to December 31st. That was the proposal in front of you from the June meeting. We'd like to strike out that language and just say remove the no boating zone on Spirit Lake and not add the electric motor only restriction. So it would be a complete removal of that no boating zone from October 20th to December 31st.
It doesn't work just to reject.
Then there would still be a no boating zone in place on Spirit Lake.
Oh.
If you just rejected the proposal, there would be a no boating zone still in place because there is today. So the department is asking the commission to modify the proposal and say remove the no boating zone from October 20th to December 31st.
So it is open to boating.
Currently, Spirit Lake has a no boating zone restriction on it today from October 20th to December 31st. So it is not open to boating from that time frame. We're asking you as a department to remove that no boating zone altogether. Therefore, there would be no restrictions on Spirit Lake here moving forward. Sorry for the confusion there.
Okay. So we have a motion to remove, to amend it. Is that clear? Did we vote on it? No.
No vote.
All in favor of that motion would say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And then, second motion to approve the change as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor would say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? And it is approved. Okay. And this, number 18 and 19, we can take in one motion.
Yes.
That is to reject those proposals.
Yes, absolutely, Mr. Chairman. That would be the action we'd be requesting as a department.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we reject those two proposals in one motion. All in favor of that motion would say aye.
Aye.
And opposed. carried.
Okay, thank you. The next grouping of restrictions here we'd like to discuss are the electric motor zone restrictions, and I'll let Mike start that off.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Sharp here. In the interest of saving some time, I think we have a lot of questions on this next presentation as far as the electric trolling motor. It may be in the best interest of the commission to table these as a group to further study it and get a little bit more information to all of us prior to taking any additional action on this. Now, we can certainly go through all the proposals, but at the end of it, I think that would be the best use of our time to table these at the current time.
Okay.
And that's just a suggestion.
All right. Comments on that suggestion, because these would be the most contentious, probably.
They may be the most contentious, but I think they're going to have the most questions. And as part of this, I would not include Swan Lake in that tabling.
Okay.
And I'd like to address Swan Lake separately.
So this package, if you will, Mr. Chairman, this package would include action item number 6, number 8, number 9, number 10, number 11, number 17. I know I went through them quick, but these are... You're asked if they are contentious. There has been discussion from numerous individuals internally as well about the electric motor restrictions. There has been, absolutely. But, you know, there are some that haven't received that much attention either. We could pull a few out if you'd like, but we could also table this whole package of 6 electric motor only zone restrictions.
Mr. Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we need some more discussions around the whole business doing trolling motors or not in these situations. I know there is some limited opportunity potentially gained here. I know, Mike, we've talked before about that. But these are the ones, as we go through the list, that's why it got parsed out this way. It was obviously done deliberately to have this discussion. So I'd like to hear some more from staff on these before we go forward. And at least this morning when I was talking to the commissioners, a lot of the questions I was hearing come up around these. And the questions we've had in the past, like in Aberdeen, around why are we doing this versus horsepower and some other things. And so I just think this bunch, my suggestions, you know, respectfully with the commission and actually with both the gentlemen at the front table, is that we pull these aside. And I don't know if I'd table them necessarily, Tony. I looked at Tony or John for the actual correct process here. But I think these warrant some further discussion. And like Commissioner Sharp said, I think Swan Lake is its own separate beast that we need to talk about.
Yeah, whatever word I need to use to not talk about it today and get more information, you guys can supply.
Mr. Chairman, Tony Life, Director of the Wildlife Division here. I believe Secretary Hepler does make a good point. I'm not sure that a tabling motion is necessarily the right one to take at this point. Keep in mind, we had a question earlier from Commissioner Olson about timing and implementation of the changes that occur here. If no changes are made today, it would be necessary to either repropose if you wanted to get these moving forward and then take action on those in September, and then those rules would appear before the committee in, I believe it's September 17th is their next committee meeting, and would take effect in mid-October, and it's going to be midstream on those changes, and that would provide some challenges in the implementation of those changes should you wish to adopt those. So we have another rule package coming forward, or a review that's coming with our Missouri River refuges. Maybe it's better just to pull back from these for now, and then gives us some more time and we bring all those back at that same time as we open up this discussion again with the Missouri River refuges. So at that, you know, I'm not sure the motion then might be best. No action would be no change, but it would probably be best to go ahead and reject those as you did those last two, and then we'll start from scratch again as we get a more comprehensive review of the best approach to use on these particular lakes.
Yeah, because there probably is some merit in some of them. some of them might be questionable. So, yeah, I think a motion to just reject this package and we'll come forward at a later date.
I would, Commissioner Sharp here, I would make that motion to reject this current package.
That'll be 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 17. Okay.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
All right, is there a second to the motion? Seconded by John. Any further discussion? All right, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, they are rejected then, okay?
Okay, the last one that we'd like to discuss here is Swan Lake. Swan Lake is action item number 20. It is found on page 25. And, you know, we had this discussion on Swan Lake. Mike has a handout here that he'd like to pass out. It's a map of Swan Lake and some proximity of other closed bodies of water along with the proximity of water covering the landscape.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Sharp here. You know, I think we beat this one to death. I really do. I don't see any benefit in passing out a map that we already have in our book to prove that there's thousands of acres of land here, because around Swan Lake there's 10,000 acres within 5 miles, there's 40,000 within 10, and there's 180 within 25. So I think we've reached overkill. I don't think there's any appetite to approve this. So instead of going through a presentation, I would make a motion to reject the proposal on Swan Lake.
Second.
Okay, is there further discussion of that issue? Commissioner Chairman. Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here again. We look at a lot of proposals all the time, and I think one of the challenges in all this is to have people be both well-informed on issues, but open-minded, because I know we as a commission are expected to be very open-minded when we're presented with proposals and discussion items. And as we go forth with the refuge discussion in the future on the river and everything else, I guess my expectation is that if the commission is expected to be open-minded on their approach, I would expect staff to approach it in the same way. Because I've been involved in all these discussions on 40-some lakes that we've been discussing over time, and it becomes readily apparent which way the wind is blowing when we approach a discussion. And so, again, I would just emphasize, if the commission is expected to be open-minded, I'm going to expect staff to be open-minded when we talk about these proposals. So that would be my comments on Swan Lake and any future discussion on refuges and boating restrictions.
Yes, go ahead.
Could I ask a question just for clarification? It seems like we have a current proposal on Swan Lake, and then wasn't there one several months ago, which then we postponed or tabled until June, which I don't know if that's still alive and we need to rule on it or not. Okay.
That proposal that you're referring to was rejected at the time, and then we were going to bring it back in June, which we did modify that proposal, and then you'll see, yes.
So okay.
That has been taken care of.
Thanks.
Any other comments on this before we vote? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion on Swan Lake would say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Seeing none. Proposal is dead. Okay. Kevin, is that kind of a wrap?
Nope. We have one more, Mr. Chairman. The Reitz Lake fish limits.
That's the Reese. Okay.